since we're talking cotton this week, Kemp, let's talk about the price of cotton.
Well, you look at the cotton futures price, it's right at $69.68.80, somewhere in that vicinity. The range is mostly from $68 to $72. If you look at the support prices on that December contract, you've got weak support at 68, and you've got probably strong support at $66. Since September 1, it's been between that 66 and 72.
So what's the overall movement in the cotton market?
Well, if you look at the cotton market, I think the reason it's moving is because of cotton production around the world. You look at right now, the USDA has world cotton production at 102.7 million barrels. The five-year average is 115.4 million, so below average there. Foreign production, 86.7 million barrels. They average 102.2 million. China, around 21 million barrels. And of course, that's the gorilla in the closet here. They're below average. Their average is 30.8 million barrels. India, another big producer, 26.5 million barrels. Their average is 28.9. So all of that is below average. You look at the United States, 16 million barrels. Our average is 15.9. So we're right at average. And I understand Oklahoma is above average and that we've got a good crop going.
Let's talk about wheat right now. Where are we at with the price?
Well, wheat prices have just been wandering around. They've been in this same location since August or so. You look at the December futures, $3.95 for support, $4.24 resistance. You look at our cash price, it's $2.90 to $3 will get the cash wheat price around most of Oklahoma.
Let's talk about the value of the dollar nowadays. Where is it moving?
Well, that's what most people have been talking about, since there's not much else going on in the market, and that value of the dollar is going to impact both cotton and wheat prices. It's down around 97.23 as we're talking right now. It's got up to $99. Everybody was getting concerned about it and talking a lot about it. It's got support at 96.9. You know, we've been, that index has been between 95, 96, and 99 for about the last 6-8 months.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.